Well, how did you get here on this beautiful Easter morning? Of course, you drove your car and had to fight for a parking spot, right? I didn't run to Easter. But when you look at the Bible, it seems like on Easter morning, everybody was running around. Here in Luke's gospel, we heard it. It is Peter who takes off from the upper room to the garden tomb about a mile away. This was after he had heard from the women what they had seen at the tomb, and he ran, perhaps out of curiosity, perhaps he couldn't believe it, perhaps he was wishing. In Matthew, it is Mary Magdalene and other Mary who hurriedly run away from the tomb after they meet the angel. In John's gospel, it is Mary who meets the angel, runs to the upper room, hands over the baton to Peter and John, and they have a race. And the Bible says that John outran Peter. John was a younger guy, so obviously he beat him. But then it seemed like Mary also ran after them, because the story continues that Jesus would meet Mary after that. In Mark's gospel, it is Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, that's Jesus' mom, and Salome, who go to the garden tomb, and they are terrified by the angel, what he says. And the Bible says they fled from the tomb. Now think about it. They probably broke the world's record for 1 mile. They fled from the tomb. They were so afraid, they hid in their home. And the Bible stops there in Mark's gospel, amazingly. So what is common in the gospels is that they were all running on Easter morning for all kinds of reasons. But to me, the most fascinating thing about this Easter story is that even Jesus is running on Easter morning. Now, you're going to ask me, where is the chapter and the verse for that? Well, I can't really tell you that chapter and verse, but we can do some detective work here. In Matthew's gospel, the women meet the angel, and this is what the angel says. Now hurry. Tell Jesus' disciples that he has been raised to life and is on his way to Galilee. Go there and you will see him. That is what I came to tell you. So the angel says, Jesus is on his way to Galilee. Now I think he probably left the tomb around 7 a.m. in the morning because he had to say hello to Mary, right? But then he's back in Emmaus 5 o'clock that afternoon. So he's traveled 65 miles north to Galilee, traveled back to Jerusalem, and they went 7 miles northwest to Emmaus. That's about 140 miles, all in 10 hours. That's 40 miles per hour. Now, that's pretty fast walking. Running, I tell you. He ran. Jesus runs on Easter. Well, why is he running? What's there in Galilee? What's he got there? Who does he want to see? After all, you know, we don't think about what Jesus was doing in the grave for those 3 days. But the scriptures have some interesting ideas. They say Jesus visits hell, goes down and preaches to all the people who've died and gone down there, you know, and that he's bringing them up to heaven. He also says that he went up to the highest heavens to bring down gifts. Did you hear that? Jesus was gathering gifts during those 3 days. See, we got it all wrong. See, we think that on Christmas we should receive our gifts. But you know, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Did you give him a gift on Christmas? You didn't do that, did you? You all thought it was your birthday, right? Christmas was Jesus' birthday. We were to have given our best to him. But Easter, that's a different story. According to Ephesians 4, it says, Jesus went up, Jesus went down, and he brought down gifts for all. So on Easter, it is Jesus with the gift bag over his shoulders, and he is running to Galilee to meet his friends, to meet us where we live, because he has so much to give to us. Jesus is running to Galilee with the gifts on his back. Well, shouldn't we be running to Galilee to get those gifts with our names on it, right? But the runners would tell you that the best way to run fast is make sure that you have nothing on you when you run, right? If you're going to run the 100-yard dash or the 1-mile run, you're not going to carry 25 pounds of rocks on your back, right? Unless you want to be in the last place or you don't want to get there. But if you want to win the race, you want to make sure you leave everything behind. Because when you get there, you will receive everything that Jesus has in store for us. I just want to tell you about three gifts that Jesus has prepared for you today. First, Jesus offers us forgiveness, a new start, new beginning, clean slate. No questions asked. See, why would we want to hang on to our old resentments, the old misunderstandings, the hurts, the wounds, the pains that people have given us? Shouldn't we let that go and let Jesus forgive us and give us the power to forgive? But we do want to hang on to those things, don't we? Should we hang on to it one more hour? Or shall we hang on to it for one more day or one more month, one more year? Jesus says we can let that go so that we can all receive this forgiveness of God and the power to forgive. Today, Jesus offers us joy and passion for life. Jesus kept on saying when he was alive that I have come to give you life so that you can experience life abundantly, to the fullest. Be the best that you can be. He gave so many images of what the life can be like. He said it should be pressed down, overflowing, should be like a fountain out of you. But why do we want to hang on to you are to blame for my life? My parents are to blame. It's my wife, it's my spouse, it's my job. It's the president. But if we would just turn our eyes just one degree, if we just glance differently, we will see all the gifts of God that is available to us. All the people who surround us with kindness and love and caring. So do we want to live depressed and angry, frowning, one more hour, one more day, we're gonna hang on to that, or one more month, I wanna be depressed, one more year, I wanna be angry? Jesus says, no, I've given you life. It's there. You can laugh. You can live. You can love. Because I have made it possible. Today, Jesus offers us a chance to make a difference in life, to live a life that counts. If there is one truth that Jesus maintained throughout his ministry, it's this simple truth. He said, I trust in this God. I believe in this God. And this God, my father and my mother, my creator, my lover, this God is your God. That's your heavenly father and your heavenly mother, heavenly lover. This same God has called me his son. He says, this same God calls you my sons and my daughters. That's who we are. But who do we listen to? Do we listen to those voices that say, you are your money, you are your reputation, you are how much you have, or what you've achieved, or what you work? Is that who you really are? Or are you the one the Creator of the world calls my son, my daughter? The one who says, I made you. You are unique. You are special to me. How long will we live? One more hour, one more day, one more month, one more year, listening to those other voices. We can let that all go. And we can be the people of God, filled with the same power that raised Jesus on Easter morning. So the question is, how are you going to leave this place on this Easter? Are you going to run like our kids were running? Or will you continue to live as if you are run down or run over by life or running in the same place or running in circles? Or will we be able to run with Jesus, forgiven, filled with life, knowing that we can make a difference in the world because he lives? A Sunday school teacher had just finished telling her third grade students about the Easter story, how Jesus had died for them and how the stone had been rolled away. But then on Easter morning, they were surprised because the stone was rolled away and Jesus had run out of the tomb. So the teacher asked, do you know what Jesus' first words were when he ran out of the tomb? And in the back, one of the girls had her hands up. I know, I know. Good, teacher said. Tell us. She held her arm high and said, ta-da! Isn't that what we are saying today? That we are the da-da people because of what has happened to Jesus, the same thing is happening and will happen because of us. Well, it's your turn. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you're going to join me in saying da-da. 1, 2, 3. Da-da! Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Amen.